The program you're about to hear is a paid commercial advertisement. Claims made by the client are entirely their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of K1 Radio. Oh, good morning. I'm very excited because we're going to be talking to a very good doctor here today, and we're going to get some great information. And one of the most prevalent and deadly cancers in the United States, if you guessed colorectal cancer, you'd be right. Colorectal cancer is the third most commonly diagnosed cancer and the second leading cause of cancer death in men and women combined in the nation. It's expected that 147,950 Americans will be diagnosed with colorectal cancer this year, and that's according to the American Cancer Society. Now, March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and it's an ideal time to talk about this disease. And I'm pretty excited to welcome Dr. Sandra Morris, a physician with MedExpress Urgent Care, who can tell us a little bit more about the steps that we're taking today to prevent colorectal cancer. And, Doctor, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing today?
I am well. Thank you, Tom.
Well, I'm glad you're well. Here's hoping everybody is well and stays well, especially when they're on the lookout for this. First of all, we say colorectal cancer. I've got a pretty good idea what it is, but I don't think everybody does. What is it?
So colorectal cancer actually refers to two cancers, either cancer of the colon or the rectum. Mm-hmm. They're grouped together because they have many features in common, but they also are a little bit different in terms of the risk factors and the location in the body.
I see. We're talking with Dr. Sandra Morris, and she's a physician with MedExpress Urgent Care. And what is the most important thing that you want us to all know when it comes to colorectal cancer?
The most important thing is early detection, mm-hmm. because if the cancer is contained to just the inner lining of the colon or the rectum, it can be removed, a patient can be cured. Early detection means a 90% survival at 5 years after being diagnosed.
Wow. You know, so get on it early, folks. Don't let silly things frighten you, because time is of the essence, I'm imagining here. So, doctor, is colon cancer something that can be handled or treated at MedExpress? Is that something you do?
No, not specifically. But if a patient is having an unusual symptom, a change in bowel habits, blood in the stool, abdominal pain that's worrisome, then we're happy to start the process of investigating those symptoms and refer patients to the appropriate next step.
Okay, so you're the first step. That's good. That's good. Keep that in mind. We're speaking with Dr. Sandra Morris, a doctor with MedExpress Urgent Care. Now, what are the risk factors, doctor, when it comes to colon cancer? What are we in for?
Well, there's a few things that present an increased risk for individuals. Age over 50, mm-hmm. Although it's starting to move down, and so we're actually recommending screening starting at age 45 now. Family history of polyps or colon cancer. A diet that's low in fiber and high in red meat. Alcohol and smoking all increase a person's risk.
Wow. That just goes right through the system and it can wind up there. That is absolutely amazing. These are the things that a lot of people thought, well, if I'm living the good life, I'm having a lot of red meat. Maybe I'm smoking a pipe or a fine cigar or something like that. And maybe those delicious foods that we're having all the time might not be containing the fiber and things that we need. So I guess we really have to watch what we intake.
Right. Eating a variety of fruits, vegetables, whole grains provides us with essential vitamins and antioxidants that decrease the risk of cancer overall. And a higher fiber diet decreases the risk of colon cancer specifically. Obesity is also a risk factor, so maintaining a healthy weight and a routine of doing at least 30 minutes of exercise a day can decrease a person's risk.
Okay, great. So maintain that healthy weight. Do some extra. You got to get up. Sitting is kind of like smoking these days, isn't it?
Right. Sitting is the new smoking. Yep.
And if you're going to imbibe, do so in moderation. And the variety of fruits and vegetables. You know how it is. Some of us get stuck in our ways. You know, I only like apples. I only like pears. Oranges are fine. Right. You can't get me away from my bananas. But you got to mix it up a little bit, don't we?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to fruits and vegetables, is there any kind of a vegetable that is, you know, better than the other, like leafy green vegetables, as opposed to things like corn or beans? Or do we, again, have to do varieties again?
Right. A wide variety is best. The leafy greens are very high in certain nutrients that are absolutely in the antioxidant category. Mm-hmm. Corn and beans both count as more of a starch than a vegetable.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clearing that up for us. Oh, boy. I just saw some of this thing that I'm supposed to look at red meat. I go to the ballpark an awful lot in the summer. Looks like I might have to pull back on the old, you know, foot-long chili dogs there.
Mm. Yeah, hot dogs and pre-processed, like lunch meat, mm-hmm. are not as healthy as unprocessed meats.
Okay, so I got to watch that. Okay, well, now you got my attention. All right. And the fact that I could die if I don't watch it's another one right there that we always got to watch out for. And we're talking with Dr. Sandra Morris, a physician with MedExpress Urgent Care, and she's talking to us today about colorectal cancer. How do most colon cancers first develop? Is it something that you notice right off the bat?
No, they start out typically as a small polyp, just a little bump, if you will, on the inside lining of the colon, which is why colonoscopy is such a valuable screening tool, because those little bumps can be detected and removed before they get a chance to advance into a cancer.
Well, you know, I'm a fellow who's over 50 and a slight bit over 60, so every time I go to the doctor, he's always trying to get that thing scheduled for me or get me into the process and stuff like that. And it seems now that, you know, for good measure, I'm of the right age. And I'm not exactly having the breakfast and lunch and dinner of champions these days. So I got to start listening and stop being so hard-headed. Doctor, how are colonoscopies done? And I guess the thing that keeps some people away is that they're fearful that it might cause a lot of pain. What's the real skinny on this?
So they're actually not painful. Up until very recently, doctors who performed these were using a sedative plus a pain reliever, so a combination of a Valium relative and something in the morphine family. They've recently started using propofol, which is a more significant sedative, so the patient literally sleeps through the procedure.
Oh, okay. I was talking to a friend of mine who had this done a few years ago, and he was trying to tell me he was awake, kind of, through it. And I said, how do you call kind of awake? He said, well, they call it twilight or something like this. Is this something that's still
right.
done?
And that has changed, and maybe not in all practices, but at the very least, some amount of sedative is always used, and that twilight means that while you might have some twinges of discomfort while it's being done, the way the drug works makes you forget that happened, and so you don't have recollection of that after the fact. But if they're using the propofol, you are literally asleep and you sleep through the whole thing.
Oh, well, there you go. Now you're talking my language here. You know, I don't think I wanted to be awake for any of that business. Knowing that the things are being guided with care by medical professionals, that's a big reassurance. We're speaking today with Dr. Sandra Morris, physician with MedExpress and Urgent Care. Can you tell us a little bit about MedExpress Urgent Care?
Sure. Mm-hmm. We have 257, I think it is now, clinics across the nation in 20 different states. Mm-hmm. We're open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 363 days a year, closed on Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we take walk-ins. We do any kind of urgent medical problem that you might have, as well as work comp injuries. And we do DOT physicals. So we provide a wide range of services.
And is there a website folks can look you up?
Yeah, if you go to medexpress.com, that should get you there.
All right, very good. I want to thank you for spending time with us today and giving us the heads up on colorectal cancer. And once again, we've been speaking with Dr. Sandra Morris. And I know, Doctor, you know, time is everything. So, folks, don't put it off any further. Get that checked. And as you heard the doctor say earlier in this broadcast, the earlier, the better. What was it, 90% can be taken care of?
Yep, 90% are still alive 5 years out if it's detected early.
Wow. Time's on your side.
If it's in the polyp stage where it's not even a cancer yet, then it's prevented altogether.
Sooner, even sooner, the better. Doctor, thank you very much for being here with us today, and thanks for sharing your expertise with us on the radio. I really appreciate it.
You're so very welcome, Tom. Thank you.
All righty. Maybe we can do this again. Thank you again. That is Dr. Sandra Morris with MedExpress Urgent Care. Thanks again. All righty. You're listening to K1, the one you trust.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.